Now the Gemara says, Maishino Reisha, the Loiko Maflig, or Maishino Sefer the Komaflig. How come in the Reisha it makes a difference, and in the Sefer it doesn't make any difference? In the opposite, in the Reisha it does not make any difference, and in the Sefer it makes a difference. Like Rashi says, the Komaflig, then Hukma Kol Hukma. It makes a difference whether it tripped, whether it got a sun, the sun hit it. So how come in the Reisha it doesn't make a difference? It just says whenever you make a Shinu Yechayiv, and in the Sefer it makes a difference whether it tripped, or whether the sun hit it. So Gemara says, Amri Deveri, Abyanai, Reisha the Reisha, Shemesa Machmes Aviro. We're talking about it died because of the air. The air is the one is what killed it. The Armina we say, Avira the Harkotla. If you were supposed to take it in the valley, and you went and you took it over the mountain, so we say now that the air killed it, it's the air of the mountain, the high mountain that killed it. So therefore, Yechayiv no matter what, whether it tripped or whether the sun hit it, Yechayiv. Because the Avir is the air of the mountain, the high mountain that killed it. Or else the opposite way. The Yarmina Navira, the Bika Kotlo. Or else the opposite way. If you were supposed to take it in the mountain, and you changed and you went through the valley, and now the air of the valley is what killed it. Also we say, you're Chayiv. Because you were supposed to go in the mountain. There the air maybe is fresher. Wouldn't have killed him. The air down in the valley is too hot. There it killed him. So that's why in the ratio it doesn't make a difference. If you are Mishana, you're Chayiv. Mashenkin and the Sefer didn't die because of the Yavir, they would make a difference. Whether it was Tuchlaka, whether it tripped, or whether the sun is what killed it. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanin Omar, Kegoin Shemesa Machmas Utsina. But Omar died because it got weak. Rashi learns Utsina means Ayefes Fiyagiya Mimasa. Because of the weight that it was carrying, it got like famatid. I got the overworked. So therefore, Halicha Behor, if you went over the mountain, Yochuloi Maloi Ayefes Hamaila Shol Salaroshor, Hoyulo Mithila Alkain, Eifulo Liachas Man, Kishocha Badera Kuklaka. We're talking about now the fact you took it up the mountain, that made it very tired, very weak, and therefore it slipped later. So therefore, if it's the weakness that it had because of the hard journey, that's why you chayiv. And if you're Mishana, for Halicha Badika, the same thing. Even now, you were supposed to go over the mountain, and instead you went through the valley. Also, we could say, it's the Ayefis, the weakness that he had, is what killed him. Because if he would have went over the mountain, there's nice fresh air. Maybe the fresh air would have been the Chazakim, and he wouldn't have tripped, he wouldn't have died. But now that you only took him through the valley, we say it's the dry air in the valley, that's what made him die. So that's why in the Reisha there's no difference, only in the Sefer is a difference. Rabbi Omar Kegoin Shechisha Nochesh. We're talking about that a snake bit it. So therefore there's no difference. The Maaseh, if you made a Shinu, you were supposed to go one way in the mountain, and you changed and you went through the Bika in the valley, and there a snake bit it, we say you're Chayiv. Because if you would have went through the mountain, we would say the snake wouldn't have bit it, or the opposite way. Therefore, as long as you're Mishana, we say that's why the snake killed him. Mashenkin the Sefer, it's not talking about the snake. Then we make a chiluk, whether it died because it tripped, whether it died because the sun hit it. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba om Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'mani Rabbi Meyahi. I tell you the ratio goes according to Rabbi Meyah. The Yoma that he says, Kol ha'mavir adasha balabayis nikra gazlin. Whoever does different than the conditions were made by the balabos, you're automatically called a gazlin. And therefore you chayav no matter what happens to it. So in the Reisha, if you were supposed to go with him over the mountain, and you changed and you went over the valley, you're called like a gazlin. Therefore, no matter what happens, no matter how it dies, you're chayiv b'yonsin. That's why you're chayiv. So the Reisha goes according to Rav Meir, therefore there's no difference if it died because it tripped, or it died because of the sun. You're a gazlin, and that's why you're chayiv. The Gemara says, hi Rav Meir, where is this Rav Meir? Elaine, if you want to tell me Rav Meir, the Tzeva, the famous Rav Meir we had before in Baba Kama, about giving wool to a dyer, to dye the wool for you. That's none we learned. You give your wool to the dyer to make it red. And he was Mishana, and instead of making it red, he made it black. Or else the opposite. Shachar, he was supposed to dye it black. And instead he made it red. So Lacharis, Rabbi Meir says, Noisin loy de made Simroy. Rabbi Meir says he's called a gazlin. And the gazlin is koner, the tzaveya, the dyer, keeps it, and he only has to pay back how much the wool is worth. since he was Mishan and Midas Balabayis, he's called a Gazlin, and they like a little bit gains on the deal. He only has to pay back to the owner how much the original wool costs, and what it is now, he keeps. Rabbi Yehuda Leiman, no. He's not a Gazlin, and the wool still belongs to the original owner. Now, Im Hashvach Yeser Ala Yitziyah, if the wool now is worth much more because it was colored than the actual dye cost to put in, so Noisim Layas Yitziyah, all the owner has to pay the dyer is only how much the dye cost to put in. Like if the dye only costs $5 and now it's worth $10 more than it was worth before, so he only has to pay you five I keep. What about the opposite way? Let's say the dye, the $5 that the dyer had to put into it, and later only came out to be worth more $3. So now, the owner only has to pay back to the dyer the shvach, the $3 that's worth more. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, he's not called a gazlin, still called your wool. So of course he has to give it back to you. It's only a question now, how much do you have to pay him? So it's your dalelo yoyna, the balabas has the upper hand, he has to pay him the less of the two. But Rabbi Meir is the one that says, no, he's called a gazlin. Since he was Mishan and Midas Balabayis, he's called a gazlin. Tomorrow says, Mimai, how do you know that's from Rabbi Meir? Dilma, maybe, Shana Yosem, over there it's different. Tekanya Bishinu Maisa. Do you know why over there the Daya keeps the current Rabbi Meir? Not only because he was Mishana, he did different than what the Balabas told him to do, but he made a Shinu Maisa. He made a different action here. He changed it around. Before it was regular wool, and now it's black wool. So since he made his shinu maisa, that's why he's konu. Rashi says, "V'ikul amandiyom." There's a mandiyom of Baba Kama that says shinu kaina. That even without a maisa gzela, if you start making a shinu with something, it becomes yours. So maybe that's trying to remain over here. Mashenkin, in our case, where you're supposed to take this chamor over the mountains, and instead you took him through the valley, you did not make any shinu maisa. You didn't make anything different in the chamor. You didn't make a shinu in the chamor itself. So maybe here you're not called a gazlin. So we have no raya come out of the court to Rabbi Meir. So Gemara says, "Eloho Rabbi Meir." It's this Rabbi Meir, the Magbas Purim, about the loch of money that was collected for Purim. It was supposed to be given out for the Aniyim for Sudas Purim. The Tanya would not like this. Magvoyes Purim a Purim. If people collected money in the city to give out to the Aniyim for Purim, for the Suda Purim, they collected money. So Lachar is the Purim, Rashi says. Kula yitnu laniyim the Purim. You're supposed to give all the money for the niyim on Purim. That's what you're supposed to do. Now, magva se'ir, liyay se'ir. If you collected money to give out to the poor people in this city, you're supposed to use that money for the poor people in this city, and not to give it to a different city. V'yayin medagdikim bedover. You're not even medagdik. Rashi says, Loimar dying the pochos via moisi yiplakish of zaka. You shouldn't be medagdor to say, I'm giving you enough right now. We gave out enough money for the near for Purim. The rest of the money we'll keep for another zaka. No, if the money was collected for Purim, give out all the money for Purim. Give out all the money to the near that are here. Now, magvotye. Avuloichin es agolim v'shechten v'yechten oisan. You're allowed to buy calves and shechten, let them eat it. Rashi says, "Avloikin es agolim" means leroiv bechol hamoyser with all the money, yeah, and you give it out. Now the hamoyser, the food that's left over, Rashi says, "Shleyaspiko lechav apurim," that the aniyim couldn't finish up all the meat on Purim. Like with this money, they bought a lot of meat, and they'll have the meat here until all the aniyim come and eat your sudas Purim. And the aniyim came and they ate, but if you still have some meat left over, what do you do with leftover money, with leftover meat? Here it's Yipul kis shotzdaka. So Rashi learns Yimchor, you're allowed to sell now the rest of the meat, and the rest of the meat, the money now, you can give to another kis shotzdaka. Because it's called, you used up all the money you collected for Purim. You bought meat with all that money. Just now the meat was finished up, like they ate it. Whatever's left over now, what should you do with it? So now you're allowed to sell it, and this money goes to the kis shotzdaka for the next tzedaka that we need. Reb Lezer Oimer Magvoyes Purim Lepurim. The money you collected for Purim has to be used on Purim. Now when you give the money to a poor man, he's not allowed to take the money and buy himself a shoelace. Elim came hisna b'maymer an sheir. unless they made a condition in front of the Maimer of the Anshayir. Because the money was given for Purim, he has to use the money for Sudas Purim, and not for something else, unless all the people of the city agreed that the Anshayir said he could do that. Diver Rabbi Yaakov, this is what Rabbi Yaakov holds. Shoma Mishum Rabbi Meir. They said over the name of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Mekel. Shimon Gamliel was Mekel. So I call upon him here also, you see, that they're not allowed to be Mishana Midaf Balabayas. If they gave the Aniyim the money for Sudas Purim, he has to use the money for Purim. And he's not allowed to even buy himself a pair of shoes, unless he gets permission from the Anshei here. So you see, if you're Mishana Midaf Balabayas, you call the Gazlin. Gemara says no.